This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today as the newly minted Democratic frontrunner for president. She's speaking in Milwaukee.
It is my intention to go out and earn this nomination and to win.
That's Harris speaking yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Virtually all of Wisconsin's Democratic delegates are supporting her at their convention next month. And practically all of Wisconsin's top elected Democrats are endorsing Harris for president. That list includes Governor Evers and U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. Other endorsements are coming from Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. 89 of Wisconsin's 95 delegates to the Democratic National Convention say they're supporting Kamala Harris for president. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
I have not heard anyone share with me that they would oppose Vice President Harris as the nominee of our party, and I have every confidence that as we move to November, we will be fully united as a party.
Everything old will be new again at this year's Democratic Convention. Delegates and not primary voters will choose the nominee for the first time in about 50 years. Mike Wagner teaches journalism and politics at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Primaries were not binding until the 1970s. And so we're really in a small way kind of reverting back to a convention where the party elites will be choosing the nominee.
That's Wagner speaking with Civic Media. Lockdowns are lifted at two troubled Wisconsin state prisons. Green Bay and Waupun were locked down for several months. Four inmates died at Waupun during that time. Calls are growing to close the Green Bay prison. Mercury Marine is laying off 1,700 workers temporarily to make production adjustments. The layoffs will happen a week at a time for a total of up to 8 weeks now through the end of the year and will impact mostly hourly employees. Mercury made 300 permanent job cuts last month. The company blames lower demand. Two people are dead after a plane crash near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh yesterday, the first day of the world's largest fly-in. All operations at Whitman Regional Airport were shut down. The names of the victims were being withheld this morning. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into why it happened. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin wages are on the rise this year, according to data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development announced preliminary data showing Wisconsin ranked first in the nation for inflation-adjusted hourly earnings growth during February, March, and May this year, with a second-place finish in April. On top of the wage growth, Governor Evers and the DWD announced last week that Wisconsin has been hitting record employment numbers this spring. City of Duluth residents will see some closures on parts of West 3rd Street this week. According to a WDIO report, work began on Monday on the 2800 and 2900 blocks of West 3rd Street in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. Crews are working on water service replacements in the area. The westbound side of the road will be closed from 28th Avenue West to Devonshire Street with a detour for traffic. Eastbound drivers will still be able to use West 3rd Street with a temporary stop sign added at 28th Avenue West. The Boys and Girls Club of the Northland has teamed up with Kohl's to set area kids up with the school supplies they need for the upcoming school year. According to a Fox 21 report, Kohl's has been teaming up with local Boys and Girls Clubs across the country since 2019 for the program, and this year the Boys and Girls Club of the Northland was selected to receive a $2,000 grant for back-to-school shopping. The retail store held an event on Monday for organizers to shop for the supplies the area kids will need. A new pay transparency law will go on the books in Minnesota beginning on January 1st. According to a WDIO report, the pay transparency law is part of the omnibus labor and industry policy bill recently signed into law by Governor Tim Walz. Once in effect, Minnesota companies with at least 30 employees will be required to post pay and benefit information on all of their open job listings. The new rule is an effort to cut down on pay inequity, making the labor market fair for all residents and providing more clarity on wages. Superior residents celebrated one of their most time-honored traditions on Sunday. Since the 1990s, residents have gathered to celebrate Lake Superior Day to honor the lake and its importance in the community. According to a Northern News Now report, the celebration was hosted on Barker's Island and featured a variety of activities like paddleboarding, food vendors, and information booths. Organizers of the event say several hundred people attended the celebration for the cleanest, coldest, and clearest of the Great Lakes. The city of Superior has launched a climate justice survey for residents to share their thoughts on climate-related projects. According to city officials, Superior residents will be asked about a variety of climate change and environmental equity initiatives that aim to make the community more climate resilient, and the results from the survey will better inform the city when they file applications for grant funding from the Environmental Protection Agency. The survey is available online and will be open until July 31st. The Superior Hiking Trail Association is looking to use their annual membership drive to raise money for flood-related repairs. According to a Northern News Now report, a group of donors has committed to matching up to $14,000 during the two-week membership drive, which would be equivalent to about 310 new members. As of Friday, 81 new members had registered. Using the trails is free for anybody, but the group's membership program and donations help them fund constantly needed repairs. If you're heading to Minnesota, there are new child car seat laws that will begin on August 1st. Children under the age of 2 will need to be in a rear-facing car seat. Once they reach the age of 4 and are big enough, kids can ride in a front-facing booster seat. At the age of 9 and older, as long as they are big enough, children can ride without a car seat. Finally, children ages 13 and under must ride in the back seat whenever possible. Minnesota officials say the new law is based on American Academy of Pediatrics recommendation. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs battled at Wrigley Field. Chicago went through six pitchers to keep the Brewer bats at bay. Milwaukee made some costly errors in the field and lost the game 3-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, our bullpen was a little taxed tonight, but Milner did a great job. And credit to the Cubs. They played in the clutch. They did what they had to do. And they pitched great, six different guys, and they kept us at bay. We had opportunity and, you know, didn't get that big hit.
Game two of the three-game series is tonight. NFL, Jordan Love at practice, but will not suit up until he has a new contract. General Manager Brian Gutekunst talked about the 25-year-old quarterback at the team shareholders meeting.
Jordan Love. Jordan not only developed into one of the game's more exciting playmakers, his steady demeanor and leadership allowed our group to weather the storm and find our confidence as the season moved along. We're working very diligently to sign him to a long-term extension.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another box office record falls thanks to Twisters. The Twister sequel opened at number one at last week's box office, pulling in $80 million plus at the gate. It was the largest opening ever for a natural disaster film in America. Twisters is the third biggest opening of the year so far, behind Inside Out 2, which pulled in $155 million in its opening weekend, and Dune Part 2, which pulled in $82 million. As well as Twisters performed domestically, it underperformed overseas, pulling in about $42 million. That's still a lot of scratch. Neon Studios' surprise hit Long Legs continues to have long legs at the box office, pulling in almost $12 million and totaling $44 million in two weekends. The film cost less than $10 million to make. Other milestones reached include Despicable Me 4, which has now pulled in $260 million domestically, and Inside Out 2, which should pass $600 million at the domestic box office this week. It's sixth in theaters. So much for a summer slump. Typically, when a comedy club has co-headliners, it means neither one of the comics are ready to headline. The other night in New York City, it was just the opposite as Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart took the stage Saturday night in Harlem at the Apollo Theater for one show only. Stewart opened and Chappelle closed. Both men tackled the subjects of Trump, Biden, Gaza, fame, and Ohio's men. Cell phones were not allowed in the theater, so there will be no pirated copies on YouTube, but I'm really hoping they put this out as a special. If you were a fan of the show Homicide: Life on the Street, you'll be able to give it a rewatch soon. If you've never seen the Baltimore-based show, which starred the late Andre Brower as Detective Frank Pemberton, I highly recommend it. Despite being a network show, it was more like a gritty streamer before there was streaming. Homicide was created by David Simon, who also created The Wire. The former NBC show will be available to stream on Peacock starting August 19th. Brendan Fraser likes Ike and will portray him in a new film called Pressure. The film tells the story of the D-Day invasion where troops storm the beaches at Normandy. The Oscar-winning actor portrays the Supreme Allied Commander Eisenhower. Variety reports that Ripley star Andrew Scott will portray Britain's chief meteorological officer, James Stagg. Stagg informed Eisenhower of weather conditions that were crucial to the Normandy invasion. The project is in the early stages of pre-production. The Simpsons have done it again. The New York Post reports that in an episode from the year 2000 called Bart to the Future, Lisa Simpson becomes the first female president of the United States. In the episode, she is wearing the exact same outfit that Kamala Harris wore during the 2021 inauguration, right down to the pearl necklace and earrings. Simpsons writer Al Jean posted a picture of Lisa next to Harris in their matching outfits. Let's see if life will imitate art. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible through about midday, then gradual clearing with a high of 71 today. It'll also become less humid by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, and comfortable with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.